إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونتوب إليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، فكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار. الحمد لله الذي هدانا لهذا وما كنا لنهتدي لولا أن هدانا الله. All praises due to Allah who has guided us to this, to Islam, and we would not have been able to guide ourselves had not Allah guided us. So when we say Alhamdulillah alladhi hadana li hadha, all praise is due to Allah who has guided us to this. What is this? What is Islam? This is Islam. This gathering is Islam. The ability to bring people together despite race, ethnicity, gender, class is Islam. The ability to create bonds of brotherhood and sisterhood between human beings from disparate races and ethnicities and social classes and different backgrounds and linguistic families. This is the power of Islam. And this power has been demonstrated from the earliest days of Islam. If we look at the earliest days of Islam, the beginning of Islam, we saw the Arabs were brought to such as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and Abu Bakr and Umar and Uthman and Ali and Khadija and Aisha and Fatima radiyallahu anhum ajma'in. The Arabs were brought together with the Asians such as Salman al-Farisi, and with the Africans such as Bilal al-Habashi wa Baraka al-Habashiya Ayman and many others, and brought together with the Europeans such as Suhaib al-Rumi. Islam from its onset brought people together, not only from different races, the Asian, the Arab, the European, the African. It also brought people from its onset of different social classes together. Zayd bin Haritha, one of the first Muslims, the first four to accept Islam, was a servant, was a liberated slave who had absolutely no wealth. Ali bin Abi Talib was an orphan, a young person with no wealth. Khadija radiallahu anha, the very first Muslim, The very first human being to believe in the mission of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was wealthy, as we all know. She was a wealthy business lady. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, one of those first four Muslims, was a wealthy individual. And then he brought many of his friends into Islam, such as Uthman radiallahu anhu, who was wealthy, Abdurrahman bin Auf, who was wealthy, and they joined those who were converts subsequently, such as Bilal radiallahu anhu, who was an impoverished slave, and many others. So we see from the onset, Islam had this power to bring people together, despite their races, despite their social classes, and that ability has continued throughout history. This is Islam. This is Islam. La ilaha illallah. Ramadan is Islam. This beautiful opportunity Allah Ta'ala has given us. There are people who make an empty claim, but unfortunately, sometimes empty claims fall on empty heads which have nothing between the two ears, and then they resonate in the hearts of individuals who are living empty lives. La ilaha illallah, an empty claim that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a merciless God. You've all heard it. The Allah. That's how the people who advance these empty claims usually pronounce it. Allah is a stern God, is a merciless God. Ramadan alone is sufficient to refute that claim. We don't have to look at any other teaching of Islam except Ramadan, which is a month of mercy. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he described this month, awwaluhu rahma wa awsatuhu maghfira wa akhiruhu itqun min an-nar. Its first days are mercy, its middle days are maghfira, the days we're in now, and its latter days are liberation from the fire of hell. But as Ibn Rajab al-Hanbali mentioned, all of it is mercy, and all of it is forgiveness, and all of it is liberation from the fire of hell. All of it is mercy. The entire month is an embodiment of mercy. And the entire month is an embodiment of forgiveness. And the entire month provides us an opportunity to liberate ourselves from the fire of hell. But one manifestation of the mercy is the incredible opportunity Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us to build up an unimaginable storehouse or treasure trove of good deeds for our soul. We mentioned in the nightly lessons here, when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned, as related by Abi Huraira, and Abi Huraira radiallahu anhu, قَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ كُلَّ عَمْلِ ابْنِ آدَمَ لَهُ الْحَسَنَاتُ بِعَشْرِ يَمْثَالِهَا إِلَى سَبْعِمِعَ دِعْفِ. وقال الله عز وجل إلا الصيام فإنه لي وأنا أجزي به. ترك شهوته وطعامه شرابه من أجلي. للصائم فرحتان، فرحة عند فطره وفرحة عند لقاء ربه. ولا خلوف فم الصائم أطيب عند الله من ريح المسك. So he says that all of the actions the human being does are for him or her. And good deeds are multiplied 10 times over, up to 700 times over. And in another version of a similar hadith, إِلَىٰ عَدْعَافٍ كَثِيرًا, many times over 700. وَقَالَ اللَّهُ عَزَّ وَجَلَ, and Allah Ta'ala says, except fasting, that is mine, I will reward the servant for that or with that. The fasting, being Allah Ta'ala's, is a manifestation of His mercy. Had Allah Ta'ala left the fasting in our possession, as He left the reward for our prayer, and the reward for our Quran, and the reward for our adhkar, and the reward for our hajj, and the reward for our umrah, and the reward for our Quran, and the reward for all the good deeds that we do, had He left the fasting in our possession. And Yawm Al-Qiyam, Those people we have wronged, they come and they take from our good deeds, and they take from our good deeds. They will be able to take from the reward of our fast. But that isn't ours. And so some people who've oppressed people or animals or trees or the environment to such an extent that all of their good deeds will be exhausted. No one will be able to take the reward for the fast. And the reward for the fast will be returned to the servant. And for many people, they will be entered into paradise based on the reward of the fast alone, because that's all they will have. This is the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, reserving the reward from the fast for Himself. إِلَّا الصِّيَامَ فَإِنَّهُ لِي وَأَنَا أَجْسِبِي. Allah Ta'ala says to us, وَمَا تُقَدِّمُوا لِأَنفُسِكُم مِّنْ خَيْرٍ تَجِدُوهُ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ وَخَيْرًا وَأَعْظَمَ أَجْرًا وَاسْتَغْفِرُوا اللَّهَ إِنَّ اللَّهَ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ. Whatever you send forth for good deeds, you will find it with Allah. And what are we sure to find? It's the best thing. وَخَيْرًا وَأَعْظَمَ أَجْرًا. And it's the greatest reward. What are we sure to find with Allah? The reward of our fasting. We might find other things, but for sure we will find the reward of our fasting, because Allah says, that's mine. فَإِنَّهُ لِي وَلَيْسَ لَكَ يَبْنَ آدَمَ. It's for me, it's not yours, O son of Adam. It's Allah Ta'ala's. وَخَيْرًا. And whatever is associated with Allah is surely the best. وَأَعْظَمَ أَجْرًا. And whatever reward Allah Ta'ala has reserved for Himself to convey to the servant, يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ, is surely the greatest reward. وَأَعْظَمَ أَجْرًا. وَأَعْظَمَ أَجْرًا. وَاسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهِ. Knowing that, is there anything we can do except seek Allah's forgiveness for our shortcomings, for our mistakes, for our transgressions? Wastaghfirullah. Inna Allaha ghafur rahim. Verily Allah is most forgiving, most merciful. Allah is most forgiving, most merciful. Amongst His mercy, the other interpretation of illa siyama fa innahu li, that all of the deeds will be multiplied 10 times or 700 times. And Ramadan is one occasion for the 700. The normal deed is multiplied 70 times. And the normal deed is multiplied 10, and 10 times 70 is 700. إِلَى سَبْعِ مِعَدِثِ. Or many times over that. وَقَالَ اللَّهُ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ إِلَّا الصِّيَامَ فَإِنَّهُ لِي وَأَنَا أَجْزِبِينَ. Another interpretation, the ulama, they say the reward for the fasting has no numerical limits. All the other actions will be multiplied 10 times, 700 times, maybe many times over that. وَقَالَ اللَّهُ عَزُّ وَجَلْ إِلَّا الصِّيَامَ فَإِنَّهُ لِي وَأَنَا أَجْزِبِي. Except fasting. Why fasting? As the ulama say, because fasting is a manifestation of patience. It takes an entire month. It takes an entire long day to get through the fast. The believer has to patiently persevere. It's not over in 5 or 10 minutes, like the prayer. It's not over as soon as you write the check or gather up the livestock and give it to the person who's collecting it, like the zakat. It's not over in 4, 5, or 6 days, like the hajj. It takes an entire month. There's no downtime in the fasting. Hajj, there's downtime. There's no downtime in fasting. So it's a manifestation of patience. What is the reward for the patient? Allah Ta'ala, patient person. Allah Ta'ala mentions in the Quran, إِنَّمَا يُوَفَّى الصَّابِرُونَ أَجْرَهُمْ بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ. The fast, the patient people will be given their reward with no numerical limits. بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ. إِنَّمَا يُوَفَّى الصَّابِرُونَ أَجْرَهُمْ بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ. So it's only fitting that fasting be a manifestation of patience, should have an unlimited reward. And the unlimited reward from fasting is one of the manifestation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy. And what nothing in this world can rival the reward of our fast. Because something with no numerical limits, anything in this world is finite. Anything in this physical universe is finite. It has a limit. And so what does Allah Ta'ala say? Emphasizing manifestations of his mercy. قُلْ Say to them, O Muhammad, قُلْ بِفَضْلِ اللَّهِ وَبِرَحْمَتِهِ فَبِذَلِكَ فَلْيَفْرَحُوا هُوَ خَيْرٌ مِّمَّا يَجْمَعُونَ Say, in the mercy of Allah, and the unlimited reward of the fasting is one of the manifestations of Allah Ta'ala's mercy. Say, in the mercy of the grace of Allah rather, and His mercy, in this let them rejoice. قُلْ بِفَضْلِ اللَّهِ وَبِرَحْمَتِهِ فَبِذَلِكَ فَلْيَفْرَحُوا هُوَ خَيْرٌ مِّمَّا يَجْمَعُونَ It's better than anything they gather from this world. Why? Because anything, anyone at any time, in any era, any epoch of human history can gather from this world is limited and finite. And the manifestations of Allah's mercy are unlimited and infinite and infinite. And the grace and mercy of Allah that the believer collects for himself or for herself in this month is from the infinite grace and the infinite mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so it's bound to be better than the finite things anything, anyone rather, can collect from this world. قُلْ بِفَضْلِ اللَّهِ وَبِرَحْمَتِهِ فَبِذَلِكَ فَلْيَفْرَحُوا In this let them rejoice, هُوَ خَيْرٌ مِّمَّا يَجْمَعُونَ It's better than anything they can collect or gather from this world. This finite world. This world of limitations. La ilaha illallah. فَبِذَلِكَ فَلْيَفْرَحُوا So in the hadith, the Prophet, in this let them rejoice. In this let them delight. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned in the hadith we open the khutbah with, وَلَا السَّاعِمِ فَرْحَتَان فَرْحَةٌ عِنْدَ فِطْرِهِ وَفَرْحَةٌ عِنْدَ لِقَاءِ رَبِّهِ The fasting person will have two delights, two times of rejoicing, when he or she breaks their fast, and when he or she meets their Lord. عِنْدَ فِطْرِهِ وَعِنْدَ لِقَاءِ رَبِّهِ The delight when we break our fast is palpable. We all have experienced it. We all know of it. It's great. And it's a manifestation again of Allah's mercy. That number one, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us the inclination and the motivation to fast. Everyone knows someone here. Everyone here knows someone rather, who claims to be a Muslim, who isn't fasting. There might not be many. Everyone knows someone. That could be any one of us. Were it not for Allah Ta'ala's mercy upon us to instill in us the desire to fast. وَبِذَلِكَ فَلْيَفْرَحُ This is occasion for rejoicing. Then Allah Ta'ala gives us something to break the fast with. Allah Ta'ala gives us something to break the fast with. The simpler the better. Sometimes it's just a cold glass of water. Sometimes it's just a succulent date. Getting hungry now. But you've had the simple iftar, then you had to do something, you couldn't deal with the big meal, and found so much satisfaction in that glass of water. Maybe you couldn't eat for 2 or 3 hours after that because of whatever you were wrapped up with. Or that one date you managed to put in your pocket. Or somewhere maybe a little less messy than having a date in your pocket. And then you're on the run, hustling, pull the date out, Allahu Akbar. And the mercy was palpable. You could feel the mercy. This is great, a great, great manifestation of Allah's mercy. And Allah says, the Prophet rather says, this would be one of the great delights. Farhatun inda fitrihi. And the delight also comes in knowing that I'm not just eating or drinking. I'm eating and drinking based on the commandment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Just as I broke off eating and drinking in the morning based on the commandment of Allah. And this is how the fasting builds up the taqwa of the individual. One of the great rationales for the fasting, as Allah mentions in the Quran, يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون. O you believers, fasting has been enjoined upon you as it was enjoined upon those who preceded you, in order that you will grow in your taqwa, you will grow in your consciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So over a period of a month, when every day a person stops eating and stops drinking that which is lawful based on the commandment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then in the evening a person resumes eating and resumes drinking based on the commandment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as we mentioned last night, breaking the fast promptly once one has affirmed that the sun is actually set is virtuous. There's no virtue in waiting until midnight to eat. There's no virtue in waiting till the next day. You know, I'm a tough guy, I can tough it out. And I won't eat tonight. There's no virtue in that. The virtue is obeying the commandment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when Allah says, don't eat, we stop eating. And when Allah says, eat, we eat. Based on His commandment. This is what inculcates the taqwa into our hearts. And this is what allows us, as we leave Ramadan, through the rest of the year, to move based on the commandments and prohibitions of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's the essence of taqwa. To move and live a life based on the commandments and prohibitions of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's the essence of taqwa. And that's the essence of Islam. May Allah give us all tawfiq. Farhatun inda fitrihi. So one has joy in knowing I have successfully obeyed my Lord. I have successfully undertaken the commandments of my Lord. I have successfully done that which is pleasing to my Lord. And this should be an occasion for great delight. Why? Because the believer, وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَشَدُّ حُبَّ لِلَّهِ. Those who believe are more intense in their love of Allah. A believer loves his Lord, or she loves her Lord. And when someone loves someone, they get great delight out of doing those things that makes their beloved happy. True or false? Get great delight in making their beloved happy. So knowing I've done that which is pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a source of joy. And that enhances the love. That deepens the love. And this is the highest level of fasting. There's fasting from food and drink, and there's fasting from anything that preoccupies the believer's heart from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's the love. And those are the people, al-muhibbun, those who love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and those who Allah loves. Those are the people who will change the course of nations. Those are the people who will change the course of history. So when Allah Ta'ala talks about the believers and the mission of the believers in this world, what does He say? يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مَنْ يَرْتَدَّ مِنْكُمْ عَنْ دِينِهِ فَسَوْفَ يَأْتِ اللَّهُ بِقَوْمٍ يُحِبُّهُمْ يُحِبُّونَ أذلة على المؤمنين أعزة على الكافرين يجاهدون في سبيل الله ولا يخافون لومة لائم ذلك فضل الله يؤتيه من يشاء والله واسع عليم. O you believers, whoever turns back on the mission, من يرتد منكم عن دينه, working for the religion, sacrificing for the religion, making efforts to establish the religion in the land and in the hearts of the servants. فَسَوْفَ يَأْتِ اللَّهُ بِقَوْمٍ, Allah will bring another people. And what is the first characteristic of those people He will bring? Who will not turn back on the mission, who will not stand down but will stand up. يُحِبُّهُمْ وَيُحِبُّونَ, they love Him and He loves them. He loves them rather and they love Him. يُحِبُّهُمْ وَيُحِبُّونَ. So Ramadan is an opportunity for us to cultivate into the depths of our consciousness the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Seeking the pleasure of the beloved, rejoicing and pleasing the beloved. هَلْ جَزَاءُ الْإِحْسَانِ إِلَّا الْإِحْسَانِ فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ. Is the reward for good ever anything other than good? If you love Allah with sincerity, for sure Allah Ta'ala will love you. And there's a huge difference between us loving Allah Ta'ala and Allah Ta'ala loving us. Our love comes from our jaded hearts. But Allah Ta'ala's love comes from His infinite mercy, bounty, and purity. Big difference. May Allah Ta'ala bless us to be amongst the lovers. More importantly, may Allah Ta'ala bless us to be amongst the beloved of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. And may Ramadan be a great boost for us and our striving to attain to that station. May this be a great impetus for us in striving to attain to that station. So those are the people. يُحِبُّونَهُمْ يُحِبُّهُمْ يُحِبُّونَ. May Allah bless us to be amongst them. وَفَرْحَةٌ عِنْدَ لِقَاءِ رَبِّهِ, and delight when they meet their Lord. If you love someone, but your love can only be expressed in correspondence, what is your state when you meet your beloved? You've only been corresponding. Then you meet him or her. Subhanallah. Some people melt. Some people become so ecstatic, they don't even know where they're at. The love of Allah and the meeting with Allah can't even be compared. You name it. Romeo, Juliet, whoever. The deepest love of any lovers in this world. The delight that they find when they meet each other cannot even be compared. There are no human terms that we can use to express how infinitely greater the delight of the believer will be when he or she meets Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so Allah Ta'ala in the Quran can only express it in increase, not in trying to describe some beautiful scenes, flowers or rivers. Or Allah Ta'ala just says, لِلَّذِينَ أَحْسَنُ الْحُسْنَى وَزِيَادَ. For those who do good in this world, they will have good. Husna is Jannah, and Husna is Jannah, وَزِيَادَ. And an increase. An increase will be the meeting with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the ru'ya, the beatific vision. So Allah just says, ziyada, an increase. Why ziyada? Because it's increased over anything anyone could imagine. It's greater than that. لِلَّذِينَ أَحْسَنُوا الْحُسْنَى وَزِيَادَ. Allah Ta'ala bless us to do good. نسأل الله سبحانه وتعالى أن يجعلنا من الذين أحسنوا في عبادتهم وفي حياتهم وفي علاقاتهم وفي كل شيء يقومون به من الخيرات في هذه الدنيا. ونسأل الله الحسنى الجنة لنا ولكم وللمسلمين جميعا ولجميع الناس. For everyone. Some people out there aren't Muslim yet. Some people in here aren't Muslim yet. You can have visitors. If you're visiting, not Muslim yet, after the prayer, you can become a Muslim. Not now, but then, raise your hand, and inshallah, we can take care of you, inshallah. We want all the people to enjoy the blessings of Ramadan. We could go, there's much more we'd like them to enjoy. This is Ramadan. This is a sufficient stop for anyone. لا إله إلا الله. لا إله إلا الله. وفرحة عند لقاء ربه. أعد الله لعباده الصالحين. ما لا عين رأت ولا أذن سمعت ولا قطر على قلب بشر. Allah has prepared for His righteous servants in paradise that which no eye has ever beheld, that which no ear has ever heard, that which has never been imagined by any human heart. May Allah bless us to see what our Prophet is speaking of, to hear what our Prophet is speaking of, and to experience that which we have never and could never even begin to imagine. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولنساء المؤمنين يقول استغفر الله. والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا ورسولنا ونبينا وقرة أعيننا محمد على آله وصحبه وسلم. الحمد لله. Allah Ta'ala has blessed us with something some Muslims don't enjoy and something we should never cease thanking Allah for, and that's security. Security to meet, security to travel freely between our homes and whatever destination we choose. This is a great blessing of Allah which should never be underestimated. We should never fail to give thanks for it. And of course there are violations in individual cases, but our general state is that we live in a state of security. Allah Ta'ala mentions one of the great blessings the Quraysh experience. We experience both that are mentioned. الَّذِي أَطْعَمَهُمْ مِنْ جُوعٍ وَآمَنَهُمْ مِنْ خَوْفٍ. He was fed them and driven off starvation and hunger from them. And we enjoy ample food and drink. وَآمَنَهُمْ مِنْ خَوْفٍ. And made them secure from fear. And we live lives, our general experience, we're secure from fear. People, sisters leave here at 12 midnight after the tarawih and go unmolested to their cars. And we should always be security conscious. Some brothers should be on the corner looking out. But generally if something happened, it would be anomalous. It wouldn't be a norm, a normal situation. And this is, quote unquote, one of the bad parts of town. Quote unquote. People park their cars all around, come to Jummah, park 3 blocks this way, 3 blocks that way, walk freely to the Jummah, go back to their cars, go about their business in safety and security. But some of our Muslim brothers and sisters, their security is threatened and can be violated as a norm. Now we know the situation in Syria. The security situation is extremely tenuous in many of the cities and villages. Same can be said in Afghanistan or Iraq or some parts of Yemen. Or Palestine, of course. Or now Burma or Myanmar. So we should never neglect and fail to pray that the security we enjoy, that Allah Ta'ala extends it to all of our brothers and sisters in faith and to all of our brothers and sisters in humanity. That the dignity that Allah Ta'ala has conferred upon us, that Allah Ta'ala blesses everyone to enjoy that dignity. Because every human being has a right to live a dignified existence. Allah Ta'ala mentioned in the Quran, وَلَقَدْ كَرَّمْنَا بَنِي آدَمَ. We have ennobled the human being. And the Muslim is dignified. Of humanity, the Muslim is the most noble and the most dignified. And he or she should carry themselves with dignity. Even in Ramadan, we're fasting, the days are long. Hold your head up. Don't mope. Hold your head up. Show the dignity of Islam. And who doesn't realize it? The hypocrites. And that's a reflection. Just as the Prophet ﷺ is a reflection of the light of Allah. And the believers reflect the prophetic light. And one manifestation of that is the Prophet reflects the dignity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the believers reflect the dignity of the Prophet ﷺ. And Allah mentions in the Quran, وَلِلَّهِ الْعِزَّةُ وَلِرَسُولِهِ وَلِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَلَكِنَّ الْمُنَافِقِينَ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. Allah has honor and dignity, as does the messenger, as do the believers. It is the hypocrites who realize it now. And you can extend this analogy. Inshallah, the next Jummah, if you have an opportunity, and remember, we could talk about this analogy of the sun, the purity and source of light. Allah Ta'ala having his most perfect reflection in the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So when the Prophet approached Medina, what did the people say? Tala al-badru alayna. The full moon has risen over us. And the believers reflect that light. In the charity, Allah Ta'ala, his charity, all the things that we mentioned at the outset of the khutbah, these are manifestations of Allah Ta'ala's generosity to us. And then the Prophet ﷺ reflecting that to the fullest extent, how is he described? كَانَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ أَجْوَدَ النَّاسِ. The Prophet ﷺ was the most generous of all people. And one characteristic that doesn't attach itself to the believer is a miser. Believer is not a miser. Why? Because they reflect the charitable nature of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So may Allah Ta'ala bless us to be fitting reflections of the nobility and dignity of Islam. Allahumma ighfir lil muslimin wal muslimat wal mu'minin wal mu'minat al ahya'i minhum wal amwat. Rabbana la tuzigh qulubana ba'da idh hadaytana wa hab lana min ladunka rahma innaka antal wahhab. Rabbana afrigh alayna sabra wa thabbit aqdamana wa ansurna 'ala al qawm al kafirin. Rabbana afrigh alayna sabra wa thabbit aqdamana wa tawaffana muslimin wa'fu 'anna wa'fu lana warhamna anta mawlana. لنا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من الهم والحزن، ونعوذ بك من العجز والكسل، ونعوذ بك من الجبن والبخل، ونعوذ بك من غلبة الدين وقهر الرجال، ونعوذ بك من الفقر إلا إليك، ومن الخوف إلا لك، ومن الذل إلا منك. اللهم تقبل منا، زدنا ولا تنقصنا. اللهم تقبل منا ما قدمنا إليك في شهرك رمضان. اللهم بارك لنا فيما بقي من شهرك رمضان. اللهم تقبل منا، زدنا ولا تنقصنا. أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. سبحان ربك رب العزة.